It's going to be, I believe, 6 years since the Palmer Cup was by you. You got to be thrilled to get it back.
Absolutely. Arnold was a great friend. And after I held the first Palmer Cup, his daughter gave me a call and said, "Mr. Rich, would you host another Palmer Cup?" And I said, "Absolutely." And I'm so excited because I'm all about amateur golf. These will be the best amateur men, 12 from America, 12 best women collegiate players in America against 12 and 12 from the rest of the world. So it's going to be a great, great event. We're expecting a lot of spectators because you can't believe how good these collegiate players are today. I've had the opportunity to watch them over the last 25 years. I've held 20 or 52 amateur events. I've obviously was there for all of them. And these kids today are unbelievable. They've got the whole game. Years ago, it was a driver, and they were average short game players and average chippers and putters and bunker players or what have you. Today, they've got the whole game. So we're hoping that the whole city of Chicago will turn out for it. And I'm expecting crowds upwards of 5,000 to 10,000 per day. So let's make it happen.
You have any, first of all, two questions. Number one, you got women this time that you didn't have the first time around.
Yeah, and the reason for that is Arnold always wanted to bring the women into his tournament. And the first Palmer Cup we had were the 10 best collegiate players in America against the 10 best collegiate players from Europe. And it just happened that those 10 from Europe all went to American universities, so they were really playing against one another because they knew each other. So Arnold always wanted to bring the women in, and so wherever he is today, he's very excited that that's happening.
Your tournament, your event, the Palmer Cup, will be the first big event of the Chicago season, and you alluded it to a minute ago about the spectator part. That's been a problem for a lot of the pro tournaments now. It's getting better and it's getting better. Are you comfortable that you can have everybody in there? I mean, I hope you can.
As far as spectators?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Absolutely. We're hoping, and it's really up to the media to make that happen. There should be a lot of great articles written, and I've got place for 10,000 cars. So, I'd love to see 25, 30,000 spectators out there to see these best collegiate players in the world. And it's up to the media to make that happen.
You don't see any reason for the pandemic issue that you'd have to limit it.
This is in June. Hopefully that'll all be over with.
Good, that's it. Good.
Well, Mr. Rich, there was a lot of great players at the last Palmer Cup, and they're out there on the PGA Tour right now. It really says something about the event, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you're absolutely right. The players we had here a few years ago are all on a tour today. And, of course, you fellows know who they are. And when you come out to see them in June, there's probably another 10 or 15 that'll be on the tour in the next couple of years. So, again, I can't underestimate how good these collegiate players are today. They are unbelievable. They're ready for the tour today. So come on out and enjoy it.
Tell us a little bit about NIU golf. It seems like both the men's and the women's team are heading in the right direction.
They are. I was very fortunate to hire a women's coach, and she's no nonsense. She's a good player. I hired her about 5-6 years ago, and she was able to recruit some really good players. But the men's coach, I was able to get one of the best in the country in John Carlson. And he came from the University of Minnesota. He took University of Minnesota and won a national championship and took them four other times to the national championships. So we are very fortunate to get John, and he absolutely loves NIU and RHF, Richardis Farms, because they can practice there 12 months out of the year. And because they're playing a top 100 golf course, he's able to recruit the best players in the country. And he just recruited two kids that are unbelievable. So there's no reason why. Well, I'm almost absolutely sure that NIU will go to the national championships this year.